Welcome to Life Quest, a program that directs you to subjects and books that will make a difference in your life. A program that will make you think and strengthen your journey of faith in the 21st century. My name is Dwight Lainhoff. Today on Life Quest, I'm talking with Michael Ross again. He's an award-winning journalist and author and co-author of, more than 32 books, including the one I'm going to talk with him about today. It's his latest. It's called Seven Secrets of Worry-Free Living, Finding Freedom from Fear, Anxiety, and Stress by Arnie Cole and Michael Ross. Michael, welcome to Life Quest.
Oh, thank you. Great to be with you.
Why did you write this book at this time?
Well, we received a statistic from the American Psychological Association. They said this. They said America is at a critical crossroads when it comes to stress and our health. And most of us are suffering from moderate to high stress these days, with 44% reporting that their stress levels have increased over the past 5 years. That caught our attention, and we've been studying the spiritual lives of more than 175,000 Christians all over the world, primarily in North America, but all over the world. And we wondered, with that kind of a statistic, how do Christians fare? Are we just as stressed out, or are we ahead of the curve? And what we discovered is we're just as stressed out as the rest of the world, unfortunately.
And one of the things I'm picking up from this whole book and study is the fact that there are a number of things that we are stressed out about that we can't do anything about.
You're absolutely right. Let's underline what you just said, that we can't do anything about. There comes a point where we just have to surrender, and give up those what-if scenarios that kind of play in our minds. What if I fail? What if I look foolish? That kind of thing. And we just have to surrender and have confidence and step out and face life's challenges. Things may go right, they may go wrong, but we're going to survive. We're going to come out okay.
Right at the beginning of your book, you talk about this fear, worry, stress cycle, and I can give a personal testimony on that.
So can I. I go through this myself quite often, so I think I'm quite the expert to write this book. But, they're connected. They're kind of the ugly three, as we talked about worry, that begins with that pang of fear, followed by those two words, what if. And then there's anxiety. That's more of our emotional state. It consists of restlessness and panic and a sense of impending doom. And then stress. That's more of external circumstances and our reaction to that very often. There's good stress, there's bad stress. The good stress motivates us to do something. The bad stress is when we're in that caffeinated state and our heart is pounding and we're not getting out of that state, so to speak. And so this vicious cycle kind of pools and it goes hand in hand.
Michael, sometimes there are things in our lives that we do worry about, and then to avoid those things, then we decide to incorporate worry about international things that we really can't do anything about.
Yes, that's right. We're seeing that. There are 10 things that we've identified that people worry most about. I won't list them all, but, beginning, of course, with personal finances and work-related stresses and family, but the state of the world is somewhere in there. That's under personal safety. As we drilled down into that and took a look at that, people are fearful about terrorism and our economic woes, and especially lately with what's going on in the stock market and global economies and just so many things that we just don't have any control over, and as Christians, we do have the solutions, and we have someone who's rooting for us, someone who has told us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And of course, those are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from Matthew. We can rest in that. We can rest in Him and know that we're gonna be okay.
But there always seems to be people with a public forum, whether it's on talk radio or neighbors or politicians or whatever, that seem to want to exploit the fear in all of us.
You know, the media is very good about that. Politicians are very good about that. People who want to sell books are pretty good about that, too. And I'm not saying that that's what we're doing here by any stretch. You're absolutely right. You know, I hear, you know, medical reports on what foods, you know, can cause cancer. And I think I've even heard that breathing can cause cancer. I'm not sure there, you know. And, you know, again, it just all comes back to using our brains and evaluating our lives looking at five key areas of our lives, our diet and our aerobic health and our need for relaxation, our need for sleep, our overall lifestyle. You know, are we in that caffeinated state? Are we so full of adrenaline and so fearful? Or are we learning to unplug daily and plug into what matters, our families and our churches and our God? You know, are we feeding our minds with scripture, or are we feeding it with those fearful scenarios?
There are some things that we can deal with and that we can plan for and things like that. How do we balance out or evaluate what things are needless worry and those things that, well, okay, this is a problem, now how do I solve it?
Yeah, and that's what we talk about, you know, in Seven Secrets to Becoming Worry-Free. We encourage, you know, readers to become worry-wise, and becoming worry-wise and learning how to manage fear and worry and stress will ultimately help us to become worry-free. And we take readers through several steps, or we call them secrets in this book. You know, step one is getting a handle on what causes us to become worried and fearful. You know, become self-aware. You know, what are the triggers in your life? Finances, uncertainty in the workplace, you know, relationship issues. And then next, you know, evaluate those five key areas that I talked about just a minute ago. And then, you know, get a medical and a spiritual evaluation. God has given us brains. He's given us doctors and people who, you know, psychologists and teachers and pastors, people who are caring and who can help us work through struggles and challenges and problems. And, you know, get a medical evaluation. Go to your doctor. Find out, you know, what's going on inside. Talk to your pastor. Above all, you know, spend some time praying. And in this book, we encourage readers to follow a mind-body-spirit approach to becoming worried-wise. Ah, that's not New Agey. It's actually biblical. You know, what we feed into our minds and what we feed into our bodies, you know, and our spiritual lives, they're all connected. They all go hand in hand. So it's kind of finding that balance and, you know, managing the adrenaline in our lives, learning to slow down and to unplug daily and to breathe, you know, and to rest. And if I could quote an expert here, This is Dr. Archibald Hart. He says this. He says, "You must come down from the hills of stress and into the valleys of rest on a daily basis. Our bodies are not designed for a continual state of fear, worry, and anxiety, but instead for continual tranquility with short bursts of adrenaline." And so we show readers how to do that, you know, step by step throughout this book.
Also, I've noticed in generations past, a weekly worship time, a Sabbath, was always important, but now it's a seven-day week thing that people find something to do. And if it's not work, it's they play themselves to death in recreation. And something that's supposed to be recreative in us isn't always.
That's right. You know, it's okay to take that Nazarene nap, so to speak, you know, mm-hmm. But, you know, we've got to slow down and unplug. You know, what's going on here is, you know, the sympathetic nervous system turns on the fight-or-flight response, while the parasympathetic nervous system promotes the relaxation response. And in healthy folks, These work in harmony, turning on and off and maintaining an emotional balance. Well, the problem is we're not turning off. We're staying in that caffeinated state that I talked about, and we're so plugged in and so wired. We have, you know, mobile devices that are constantly, you know, grabbing our attention. You know, we're constantly texting. We're constantly communicating with other people, and those aren't bad things. We just have to find balance. We have to manage that better. My son claims he can't go to sleep without the TV on, and I'm telling him, absolutely not. You keep that TV on, your brain is not going to rest. You got to sleep. You got to unplug. You've got to rest.
As you're talking, I'm thinking about the anxiety that may come about in the daily living and responsibilities that we as adults or as parents have. Maybe in some way is got to be sensed by our children, which produces similar things in them.
That's right. You know, our children, if I'm hearing your question correctly here, you know, they're certainly picking up on our lifestyle. They're watching us, and they're imitating us as parents. And, you know, if we're plugged in and we're wired and we're constantly fearful and we're running from one thing to another, and our lives are just so filled with uncertainty and we're, you know, we're not handling that so well, our children are probably picking that up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with my own son, I'm trying to, you know, demonstrate the need to just have that downtime and keep my priorities, you know, in balance and you know, spend that time with the Lord, spend that time on my knees and resting in Him and trusting God when things go wrong. And I'm trying to demonstrate that and teach that to my son. You know, as Christians, we're different. We got a God who's taking care of us, and we may think we're in control, but we're not. We just got to surrender to the Lord, and that's going to solve so many issues and just take care of so much stress in our lives.
I've got a 16-year-old daughter at home, and this balance that you've been speaking about is sometimes hard to find, because on the one hand, I do have deep concerns about the house finances, and I want her to have an understanding of what good financial usage is. At the same time, I don't want her to develop anxiety about my financial issues.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, a couple of weeks ago, my wife and son and I went with our church out to Colorado, and we did some whitewater rafting.
Mm-hmm.
With several families in our church, and it was interesting how we all noted, you know, after this rafting trip, and I've done this in the past as well, we all noted that life is so much like being in that raft and going down those rapids. I mean, we're so busy, we're so worried often, we're trying to, you know, stay safe, we're trying to navigate the giant rocks, so to speak, in our lives, and it's exhausting, and we all determine that we don't want our lives to be like that. You know, you have to get out of that boat, so to speak, at times, and that's a real challenge, teaching that to our families, teaching that to our kids.
When you're talking about healthy living, you're not just talking about eating the right foods and not so much sugar and all that sort of stuff, but also this whole business of exercise, of getting out there and take a deep breath if there's not too many forest fires in the area.
Absolutely. And that, again, is the mind-body-spirit approach that we're talking about, you know, taking care of your spiritual life, taking care of your mind, you know, identifying things in your life that's triggering that stress and that anxiety, and reminding yourself that God is the shepherd who guides and the one who provides, and he's the Lord of peace. He can be trusted, accepting yourself as you are, you know, facing issues and letting go of what you can let go of, decluttering, de-shaming, all these things. And then, as you mentioned there, yes, exercise and stretching and eating right, and, you know, be careful about what you're putting into your body. Are you putting a lot of sugared, you know, sugary drinks? Are you putting too much Starbucks, you know, into your body as well? And just finding balance there. And so when we work on, consciously work on each of these areas of our lives, we will see great improvement.
The scripture, especially the New Testament, talks so much about Christians not having the fears that and the worries that other people do. But maybe we don't emphasize that enough in our faith teaching and practices.
That's right. But, you know, there's also a flip side to this that I do have to mention. It is dangerous, though, for a Christian to tell someone, just read your Bible a little bit more, pray a little bit more, mm-hmm. because there are physiological, biological things perhaps going on too, you know,
right.
and maybe some of this is dietary, you mm-hmm. know, and some of the anxiety and the adrenaline, it's, you know, pulsing through your body.
Right.
So again, it's becoming self-aware and looking at what's causing some of the problems in your life, and realizing that just popping a Xanax isn't going to solve mm-hmm. your problems, you know, getting to the root of it. But sometimes it may require some medical attention, you know, right along with the prayer, and right along with talking it out with your spouse and with a trusted person in your life, and not just bottling it up, and working on the physical as well. Common sense things, you know, working out, working off some of that stress, so to speak. Take a walk, you know, take a walk with your wife or your husband and breathe together and talk things through and remind each other that things will be okay.
As you were talking about balance a moment ago, I got to thinking about this, and you don't deal specifically with this, but it comes into it. I taught for a number of years in a parochial school, and sometimes as evangelical Christians, we can become so concerned about the events of the last days that we have a time living comfortably in the days that we've got. And so this fear, even of things that we can't do anything about, that may or may not happen, can produce all kinds of anxiety in people's lives.
That is so true. And, you know, I have a scripture on my desk that I look at every day, and it's from Psalm 46:10, and it's, "Be still and know that I'm God." You know, the Lord is telling us that He's God. He's a big God. We can be still, and we can rest in Him and listen to Him. We don't have to think that we have to solve every problem ourselves. In fact, He wants to solve them for us. He wants us to surrender. He wants us to let go and depend on Him step by step, day by day.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking with Michael Ross. He is co-author of the book, 7 Secrets of Worry-Free Living, Finding Freedom from Fear, Anxiety, and Stress. Michael, talk to our listeners a little bit about the format of the book, how it's set up.
Well, again, it's built around what we call the 7 secrets. You know, there's the secret of wisdom and the secret of self-awareness and the secret of right thinking and healthy living and the secret of Christ-centered growth, the secret of balance, and the secret of surrender is the last chapter. And so we walk readers through, identifying, helping them to identify maybe what's going on in their lives. We have in one of the chapters what we call the My Worry Profile,
mm-hmm.
and that's to help readers get started. You can kind of identify where stress lands in your life, you know, how much you worry, and perhaps get a handle on why you're worried and what's causing that. You know, again, getting to the root of what's going on. And then we walk readers through the steps of letting go, you know, of taking this to the Lord, of getting that medical attention maybe that you need as well, and looking at your overall life, and as I talked about earlier, looking at your diet and aerobic health and your need for relaxation, your need for sleep. We are the most sleep-deprived nation, I think, on the face of this planet, and doctors have shown us how important it is for us to rest our minds and to actually sleep. It moves toxins out of our body. We become rejuvenated in sleep. And again, working on each of these areas of our lives, and chapter by chapter, we walk readers through this.
Where can our listeners get a copy of the book?
You can certainly find this, in all the usual places, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, or you can go to backtothebible.org and get a copy from our ministry as well.
Michael Ross, thanks so much for being with us again on LifeQuest.
Great being with you, as always, and I'm looking forward to chatting with you about the next book.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to LifeQuest today. If you have questions or comments, you may send them to lifequest@lifetalk.net. My name is Dwight Lainhoff. This program comes to you from studios in the Meadowglade Church, Battleground, Washington.